This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. Take a look at the world from a hip-hop perspective.
Yo, what's up? This is Paris Smith, cooling with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy all day 2016. You got to chill. EPMD in effect, boy. Strictly business.
Boy.
Yeah, boy. You know what I'm saying? And my boy Mice Diggy. Like when he said right, you know what I'm saying? I get a little twinkle in my toes and shit.
Shun. Boy, you got to chill even when the weather's like this.
Ooh, it's kind of hard. How you doing, Sarah Love?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Mice?
I'm very good. Bit tired, but...
Yeah, I know. I've got to admit, because Mice wasn't here last week.
Yeah, man.
Well, first of all, thank you to Ian.
Ian? Who's Ian?
Boldsworth!
I thought his name was... Oh, all right. Ian Boldsworth.
Not Bolesworthy.
Bolesworthy. Ian Bolesworthy. Nah, shout out to Ian Bolesworthy.
Yeah. Taking care of you for the last 2 hours here.
I've got to say, we got to get him on the open mic, man. I've been hearing this, like, someone, I ain't going to say who, but someone said they were in the toilets, in the cubicles, next to someone who was spitting some bars.
Yeah,
and apparently, it was Ian Bolesworth bars as well. So I'm saying we got to get him on the open mic because, you know, this can't go on for too long.
And Nat, the producer of the show as well.
Yeah, Nat as well. We might have to get them to battle, actually have like a little 30-second battle.
Yeah.
Nat versus Ian.
Yeah, or even a FUBAR Radio staff battle.
Ooh,
I think we should do that.
I like the sound of that.
So guys, start penning them raps.
Yeah, you lot better start doing something, at least try it anyway.
No, you can't get...
I know Adam's probably got some superhero bars he can let off. Yeah.
I'm sure. I've got to say, Mice, because you've been away and then the previous week I was away. I think I've been getting some like separation anxiety or something.
Oh, no. Group hug, group
virtual hug. Air hug across the desk. I was just like, I can't cope. I don't know if I can cope without Mice.
It feels like it's been a little while, actually.
I know. It's been a long time.
Shout out to Chewbacca, man. Let's shout out our brother Chew for holding us down.
It was lovely.
Always appreciated. Happy birthday to you as well, brother. I think he celebrated his birthday on Friday or Saturday.
Does that make him a Cancer or a Leo? Which is worse?
I think... Oh, shit. No, we're not in Leo territory yet, are we?
Yes, we are. It changes on the 21st... What date? So, 23rd, 25th, 24th, 23rd,
20th...
He's a Leo. Sorry, my maps ain't that hot. Yeah, I had to count on my fingers.
Happy birthday, shout out to
Chew.
Thanks for holding us down, man.
Yeah. And
ladies and gentlemen,
last week, we also had Verb T and Chill Man live in the studio. That was really lovely.
Right.
And John Minty from Splore Festival New Zealand.
Yeah, I saw the picture, man. I was like, what? Johnny Boy.
He travelled all the way from Auckland just for the show, then he flew back.
Serious.
That's the dedication.
Damn, boy,
and he was quite disappointed. Yeah, he was quite disappointed you weren't here, Mice.
Yeah, I was disappointed. When I saw the picture, I was like, my heart dropped a little bit, man. Because every time John comes over to London, he always hits me up. And I saw the message in Facebook, actually, and then he was like saying, yo, I'm in town. Do you want to hook up? And I was like, shit, I'm not even about until so-and-so. But I think he's away now. He said he might be back for one day. But shout out to John.
But he was quite impressed to see the couch where we take all the show pictures from in person.
This is it.
He was like, this is incredible.
He didn't sniff the couch, did he?
I can't verify that
just
100%,
checking.
To be honest.
Yeah, a friend was asking. It wasn't right.
But if you missed out on last week's show, listen back at foodbarradio.com/hip-hop. Oh, Ian Bolesworth, he's hit us up on the Twitter.
Is he going to freestyle for us then next time? Like, Ian, go and talk to us, Ian. You going to do a little, like, you know what
I think
mean?
He's up for it. I think he's up for it.
All right, FUBAR
Radio.
Oh,
he wants to know what I'm wearing today.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I'm getting worried now, Ian Bolesworth.
He might get a bit too excited if you tell him as well, so...
You'll just have to keep an eye on the Twitter, Ian Bolesworth.
Yeah, we'll have a look at the FUBAR.
As we post regular pictures there, so...
Have a look at the FUBAR Instagram.
Now he's saying, hey, what are you doing after the show?
All right, well, anyway, moving on to the actual show.
This is getting rather personal.
Ladies
public
and gentlemen,
tweets, Ian Bolesworth.
You're locked into FUBAR Radio. This is the hip-hop show with Sarah Love and myself, Mice Diggy. You know exactly how we do it each and every Monday from 4 till 6 p.m. Today's show is jam-packed.
As usual. So
what do they mean when they say jam-packed? Is it to do with... the amount of jam you pack in a jar, there's a point where you can't open it. So they said, shit,
jammed.
The jam's packed, love. It's jam-packed. Or
we need to get to the bottom of that.
From?
That's the kind of thing that Adam is really good at. What are the origins of the meaning?
Yeah, Googling. Yeah, Adam's really good
Adam's
at Googling.
So. Wikipedia. No, we love you, Adam. We know you're super... intelligent and everything. All these answers just come
there
from
are people
him.
That are intelligent.
He doesn't even use internet.
Yeah, Adam's intelligent, but there are people that are intelligent and there are people that are Google intelligent. And yeah. They're the ones you got to worry about because they don't remember shit.
And if they ain't got no reception. The entire generation yeah, born
for they ain't got no reception. They ain't worth shit to us.
Yeah, no reception. No 3G, no reception. It's a wrap. But what yes, coming up today, massive show with massive guests for you, mm-hmm. including all the way from LA, member of the mighty Jurassic Five. It's going to be live in the studio. DJ Newmark is going to be here representing with us, and that's going to be lots of fun. And of course, I'm looking forward to Mice investigating.
Yep.
As it's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
It shouldn't have left us.
You know, I'm feeling blessed. I felt like this is what I need to find out from all my mother lovers out there. So keep locked in. Because mm-hmm. we're going to do that a bit later on. We've also got some new music from Royce da 5'9".
Yes.
From Afro. A new, semi-new artist. I mean, he's new, isn't it? Like, the last couple of years. But I'm really liking what I've been hearing from this guy. Quite a strange character, isn't it, as well?
Yeah.
That actual,
we mean that with respect.
Strange. You know what I'm saying.
And
is that the fire alarm again?
Is it the fire alarm?
Damn, boy.
You know what? We nearly didn't make it into the studio on time because we were all out on the street with a fire engine and now
and
the fire alarm's
and stuff.
And ice creams. Like, everyone from the building that that the studio is in look mad happy that the fire alarm is going off because they're like, we're just chilling out here.
So ice just, poles.
So Adam, we'll wait for you to let us know if our lives are actually
yeah,
at
yeah,
risk.
Yeah, don't worry about
risk,
us.
Yeah. We're cool, man. You know,
we're always on fire.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And yes, lots of dope new music for you. And up after this, we're going to get into our big up because we like to start with that positivity. So I'm going to play a tune to buy us some time just to check really if our lives are at risk at all.
And if you want shout outs, do hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com on the email, or you could tweet us at foobarradio, at DJ Sarah Love, or at Mice Diggy.
Yes.
Fast.
Yo, if you're listening, let me tell you people something. If you're listening, it goes, let me tell you people something. If you're listening, yo. I don't know why I can't let go. All I really wanna do is head home, but I'm locked tight in her grip. She got me, she threw a hex, I just can't get off me. Waking up late, missing my train. What's on my mind? It's just a migraine. Take one, take two, take three, take four. Still I can't shake it off, and so I take more. Head drowsy, distant and cloudy, drawn to a flame. Just sit me down, please. Old me sits in the pits with the embers, laughing as my heart twists in a blender. Storms in the background, lightning striking, high winds spiraling in, and it might twist lives in another direction. The question is, will you step free from the wreckage? Yeah. You are you. You are you. You are you. But you're trying to be someone else. Why they wanna look at me like I'm nothing good?
Good.
See, I just wanna be. Just wanna be understood. So take a little time and get to know me well. See, you are you. Trying to be someone else.
Well, I'm awake in the night, sleep in the day, can't think straight, oh, what a shame. Back to my kick, my snare drum again. Don't know why I keep on playing the game. Looking for the ace, but I end up with a joker. People on the bluff like a game of poker. My lyric graphic, ink, think trash poker. My life's a deadly cycle, a spinning revolver. Russian roulette, so I never play sober. A gambler, placing bets, and I'm settling debts. And I'm blowing checks, never stacking chips. But just rock to the beat, get where you wanna get, move. Moving your feet before they get you boxed in like a TV. We kill man.
Yeah. So why they wanna look at me like I'm nothing good? See, we just wanna be, understood. So take a little time and get to know me well. See, you are you. Quit trying to be someone else.
I love that jazz.
Look at those jazz hands out.
Damn, you damn. Let me start dancing now.
I know. We need like to put spats on and do some Ginger Rogers. Is it Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers?
That's
yeah. I'm well on it, man.
That's hilarious.
I'm doing it in the chair. That was Chill Man featuring Verb T and produced by Verb T. They were guests on the show last week. Chill Man has a brand new debut album out called Abstract Patterns. That track is You Are You. And I like that lyric. Wow. Stop trying to be someone else.
Yeah.
Word!
Take heed, mother lovers.
Take heed. Exactly. And I just have to say, just if you hear like the fire alarm in the background, like I'm pretty, just ignore that, we'll be fine. And I just want to say to my dad and my mum that I love you very much. I really appreciate everything you've done for me, and like, you know, just in case.
But don't worry, if it happens, fine. I will pee on her if she is on fire. So, you know, things aren't that bad.
Yeah, we were just saying how we think it's actually the ice cream man who's who's just keeps hitting the fire alarm.
You lot got to realize, everybody was outside. I just turned up. I saw loads of people on the left, on the right. On each side of the road, and then the ice cream man comes around. It's blazing. There's already people like sucking on ice poles and other stuff. I don't even want to say on air. But then you see the ice cream man rolling by. He's like, "Oh shit!"
All you can hear is ching ching.
Yeah. He's like, "Baby, I'm gonna get you those shoes tonight." Turns around, comes back strolling by. We're like, oh, he looked like he was carrying on and leaving. Like, this dude's dumb. And then he just pulls up. Yeah, then he
cranks up. Donuts in the middle street just to add to the drawing people's attention. Shit. Hey, man, times are hard out there.
Hey.
Got to make that money when you can.
Don't we know it.
Yes. But, yeah, so much goodness coming up for you today. Remember, like, we always have time for some, you know, for that venting of those things that just really get on your nerves and make you say...
Are you taking a piss?
And I've got some of those today. But we like to start the show with, like, positivity, because I think, you know, there's good things going on out in the world. And
yeah, and they're not broadcasted enough.
They're really not broadcasted enough, you know, and I think if you spend a lot of time like on the internet, it's easy just to think that the whole world is going to the
Brexit.
Dogs.
Yeah, it's easy to think that. It's very easy to think that.
And that everybody's a psychopath, like Tony Blair and stuff, you know, but but it's not true. Like, there's loads of good people out there. And I just thought it was important this week as well that we gave a massive...
Big up!
Those regular listeners, you're familiar with what we do at this point of the show when we send out our...
Big up!
Yep.
This week it has to go to the man like Ice Cube. Have you heard of Ice Cube before?
I actually used to call me Mice Cube. That's how... What? Apart from the fact he made my favourite hip-hop album.
Oh, which one?
America's Most Wanted.
Oh,
yeah.
That's your favourite hip-hop album?
Yeah, that's my favourite hip-hop album, man. From start to finish, it's just like, what, like, you know, the flow of, and the social commentary, there was comedy in there, you know, storytelling, there was creative storytelling, like Gangster's Fairy Tale, you know, so for me, it embodied, like, wow, if you want to make an album, it's got to sound like this. You know, like the least sort of thing. So
I find it so hard to pick a favorite hip hop album, because it's how do you compare like Midnight Marauders with, I'm trying to think of something ultra gangster, but you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
No, I know what you mean, and I think a lot of the time it's to do with the impact it makes on you at a certain time in your life, if that makes sense. So you're hearing it at a time when you're growing up, or usually that's the music that really touches you. Is the music as you're becoming, you know, a young adult or whatever. That's the music that really. That's why they're always trying to get the teens, you know, in the like pop world and whatnot, because they know that that's.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Then we've got you locked down for
life.
Yeah,
got you. Exactly.
It's like I'm seeing all these people now who are just like, yeah, the legends, take that.
The Bow Wow fans.
Incredible.
And, that.
And it's like, come on, okay, let's just get real.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
They sold a lot of records, but they didn't make no songs in the key of life. Yeah, you know I mean, like, props to them and everything that they were like corporate shills and all of that. And, you know, respect if that's your lane, but
that's the thing.
Let's just keep things in perspective. But no, let's keep things positive, because right now it's all about.
Big up.
Ice Cube.
What did he do? Inform me.
Okay, well, we'll have to get back to you and let you know more about that in a minute. So let me hit you off with something like this.
Fire! Open the fucking door before I tear it off. Staring from your armchair like you never heard me knock. I'm an interruption, press the button, it's end of discussion. Stuff you like a muffin, left you stuck with your head in the oven. Cannibal, vandal, mangled your family dog. Left hanging from a cross with his talent and vanity lost. Beheaded many MCs with my bloody red hand. Emptying their bellies, caught up in a fucking death jam. Imitating faker than a silicone jab that grabbed the pens and pads every time the intercom rang. Unforgivable slang, obviously postponed. Horrid and neurotic, hold you hostage in your own home. Knock, knock, all your exits just got knocked off. I come to straight knock your block off. Came to show you what's what, came to show you what's what. Chain you to the hotspot. Knock, knock, all your exits just got knocked off. I come to straight knock your block off. Came to
show you what's what. Came to show you what's what. Train you to the hot spot. Knock, knock, rotten.com. Watch our original cop killer. Top gorilla, the irresistible cop blocker. Fuck picking the locks. I've come to rip the hinges off. Grab your pistols, then you got strangled with a kitchen cloth. Turn around and burn your eyelids with the curling iron. Dirty liar crying at the unexpected turn of triumph. When I'm thirsty, then I'm coming back for refills. Leaving them in cold chills. My middle name is Evil. Eager just to see the way MCs feel and how they're gonna deal with regurgitating their 3 mils. Skipping dinner, make a sinner from an honest man. Slimmer looking thinner, drinking out of stinking pots and pans. A lot of rappers wanna figure what my motive is. Male or female vocalists get twisted up with broken ribs. In your own home, it's definitely no joke. The energy is cold enough to make you cut your own throat. Knock, knock, all your exits just got locked off. I come to straight knock your block off. Came to show you what's what, came to show you what's what. Chain you to the hot spot, knock, knock. All your exits just got locked off. I come to straight knock your block off. Came to show you what's what, came to show you what's what. Chain you to the hot spot, knock, knock. Perfect timing, open the door and stop standing behind the curtain hiding. I rip vibe, I terrorize you like the stiff my style. Up in your eyes when my shit and dick spit blind ya. Electric currents which I summon make you cringe in fear. Conducting with a puddle running through your winter gear. Driving a monster truck using my bottom lip to steer. Deep in the green woods I fling a spear and hit a deer. When you hear the knock, knock, knock.
Different drum, gotta pace myself. Hey. Minds get made up, times that we stayed up. Late night grind till the bills get paid up. Hard times trying to define what we made up. Like a fever, every time you walk away, you realize that you need a heart, need a home, need a friend. So much to say, but where do we begin? Got a couple foes, wish that they were friends. Give it all you got, and now you're crying in the end. See, I'm just a scarecrow, but if I were made of tin, then I would rust forever in the state that I'm in. May not always have the brains, but at least I have the heart. Some things never change, but I gotta play the parts of the betterment. Just dust off my letterman, stay professional like a veteran. Salute, minds get made up, time that we stayed up. Late night grind till the bills get paid up. Hard times trying to define what we made up.
Presents.
If you want to come here,
yeah.
you need to have a green card. We want to make sure that everyone's working, everyone's being equal to
are you
the
sure
community.
It, are you sure it only said 92%, Tory?
Did it not say you on the front of it?
No, I'm not Tory. I'm Lib Dem.
What about the people in the UK that don't work then? Are you okay with that? Or is it just the immigrants that you're not that mad on?
Everyone needs to work. Everyone needs
except,
to work.
Except
if
you.
If you can work, you should be working. Oh, no, I am working.
Why? Why is that the rule? Surely you should have the choice to not work if you don't want to.
Well, that's fine then. You just can't get free root canals.
Every Monday, Ian Holdsworth, from 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio. Bar Radio presents
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
Doc Brown, otherwise known as Ben Bailey Smith, you have presented me with a guilty pleasure.
It's called The Room. An absolute shambles of 90 minutes based around crumbling relationship between a very creepy, possibly Austrian middle-aged man and his attractive...
Sort of hard to know where he's from, isn't it?
Yeah, he claims he's from America. The character Mark, who's played by Greg Sestero, and the crazy voice, it seems like you're an expert, Mark! That's Tommy. The right to drink.
Every Friday,
Screen Talk with Dan Clark
from 12 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Being feared goes farther than any part of me having respect does. So I play to the tune of my own eardrum while I'm out on my quest, love. I don't speak on behalf of myself, but my impeccable rep does. Christmas morning, I remember waking up wishing I could just go to sleep, cause we only got like 2 toys apiece. I asked my pop, did he do more for me? He said, yes, I got you clothes and heat and let you keep a whole 2 rows of teeth. Huh, I'm royalty. I took whoopings, I took losses, but no defeats. Then been dropped and been shelved with no release. Been in jail, no commissary or relief, but God looks over me like a cross and rosary. Rifle in hand, I let niggas have it, I won't hesitate. Stripes on the cans in the cabinet, Section 8. My son got on them 350 boots, Kanye West is dressing bait, asking me questions about getting a second base. Wifey texting SMH, hot phone ringing off the hook, conference calls from record labels, guess I'm late. But my other son's autistic, he wants my attention, this just might be my defining moment. Let them wait. It's my time now, nigga, let them wait. Pick up the phone, tell them hold, let them wait. Old friends coming to their senses, trying to reconcile after I fell out with them, but fuck them niggas, let them wait. Wait, I'm here for that green, for that moolah. You scheme, I see right through ya. I'm regal like a king, father, king Azamunda. One thing's for sure, I think they do know that me and Porter and Jake Uno, we don't play no games, no, we play sumo. We attempt to flatten interacting with all these average, flaccid, defenseless rappers. I have no problem killing like synth assassins. They temper's bad when my temper's graphic, they hot or they fly while I'm high and flyer. I'm intergalactic, I've been spectacular, flipping like I invent this bachelor's. My lyrics is futuristic, I'm in here with my vintage ratchet with princess scratches. My mental actually incapacitate fastest, my passion and pen surpasses my ass, and the levers get rolling the street like I'm into smacking. I fill my engine with acid with my finger wrapped around a hair trigger that resembles lashes. I get into bitches quick and then I get distracted. I'm like the stock market, just like that, my interest crashes. Like the symbol, my symbol should be expensive glasses. She with me, she a Afrocentric nympho chick with her acid. She calling me back to back for a second date, while my ex is calling for makeup dick. Let them wait. Money all over the ground like Scotty from New Jack City. I weapon wave, everybody step away. They said that we should go our separate ways in high school. Now they want to jump the line in my shows. Let them wait. My whole life they pressure me. Let them wait. You rushing me, you rushing excellence. Let them wait. Police in my rearview mirror with they sirens on, but I'ma call my lawyer first before I pull over. Let them wait. It's my time now, nigga. Let them wait. Pick up the phone, tell them hold, let them wait. Old friends coming to their senses, trying to reconcile after I fell out with them, but fuck them niggas, let them wait.
I'm off with the rhyme, a motherfucking son of a nine, nigga. If I pull a chain out in the son of the blind, niggas, first thing to come to your mind when you think of hardcore. Taking cuts to the front of the line, I break blunts, fill them up and then fire and take puffs. The city of G's, the gators and gutter. The switches and D's, the haters and murder. My niggas running the streets, they ready to eat. And roll heavy, deep in Chevys and Jeeps. And most carry, so be ready to bleed if you talk shit. Why check these niggas, Brett and the D, we walk it. Most of my niggas been locked down for something, probably bitch smacking niggas not down for nothing. Got a fetish for dough, cheese, bucks. I'm for the letters, so blow these nuts. It's the sick nicks.
Yo, everybody's not gonna get me. They mad cause they can't accept me. They try to hex me, especially especially those who never rose. They want better clothes and nicer lives. I don't have an ego, I go harder than average people. Plus I got twice the drive, suited and booted. Niggas might have heard I was lost, you might want to consider your source. I try to play it cool, show people that I could chill, so wealthy people take me serious and know I'm real. Open the club up in Shanghai, I ain't step inside yet. Silicon Valley every 2 months on private jet, a venture capital nigga, read it how I invest. I'm in the trade so much in Wall Street Journal, but I don't flex or front too much. It's too early to serve you, I'd rather curve you. This ain't just raps, it's facts. I'm in places I shot faces cause they don't see black. So if you ever in Maldives, tell them nah, I said peace. I'm frontin', I never been to Maldives, not even Greece yet, but I bet out in Greece I get that respect. Yo,
it's the sick bitch.
Radio presents
Damon Sylvester Incorporated.
Well, I would like to know what Bubbler Ranks thinks about this.
Agree, Bubbler Ranks.
Let's thank
say
him.
Bubbler, you were obsessed with your Twitter. Come on the show. Don't actually come on the show.
Yeah, for real.
Bubbler wants to come on the show. We will let him.
You will let him. We won't be here.
Well, where are you going to be?
Somewhere safe.
Yeah, somewhere safe.
Imagine that if a guest did come in and then just started.
Started wanking in here, what would you do?
Would Bubbler come in and then get his dick out, or would he have it out there and then ready just to come in and sperm everywhere?
I don't know. No, it's Nat. It's up to you. It's completely your fantasy, Nat. You tell us how it goes.
Every Wednesday,
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
From 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
While I kiss my teeth too, fam, I'm a different breed. My name was written in scripted Hebrew. I can get licked on free brews. I throw dough at hoes and watch chicks trick with Smeagol. The twisted mister, I've been dipped in diesel with lines by the leader. I spit for weeks, dude. I woke at the dawn of the dead cause I kicked with these ghouls. I'm listering differently, boo. You don't wanna get into the drama. Come a crew is harder than a suit of armor. No matter who you are, if you rule Jamar or a superstar, if your shoes are Prada, just chill. You don't wanna do that, you know. Nah. You don't wanna do that, you know. Nah. You don't wanna do that cause I'm ill. So take it easy, just chill. They don't really wanna beef with this. The key I spit comes out for Jesus fist. They didn't know I got a heap of tricks up my upper sleeve. I've hid, then I'm releasing quick. It's euthanasia when strangers feel the needle prick. They get the thumbs down, Julius Caesar-ish. So I tell a guy straight, better flee and shit before you get crushed just like the flea you is. Are you ready? Buy concrete beams and bricks or treat your ribs like Kit Kats, even Twix. Man, don't eat that dog and believe your chick can't get a tweezer grip where your penis is. That's embarrassing. Even if I'm a gazetted prick who thinks that he should have his own feature flick. Or I really am deep as this, the nearest to who the dad of Athena is. So, you don't wanna get into the drama. Come a crew is harder than a suit of armor. No matter who you are, if you rule Jamar or a superstar, if you choose a Prada, just chill. You don't wanna do that, you know. Nah. You don't wanna do that, you know.
Nah.
You don't wanna do that cause I'm ill. So take it easy, just chill. Nah. Nah.
Nah.
Nah.
Yo, it's your man Fife Dawg, formerly of A Tribe Called Quest, and I'm lounging on the My Sticky Sarah Love Show. Y'all know what it is. Love that, honor that, respect that, cherish that. Hip hop music. You done know. Big up.
Aww, we're back. Can I first of all just send a shout out to my daddy who hit up the studio and he was like, is my daughter okay? She just suddenly stopped talking. My dad is an avid listener to the show.
Shouts out to Pops.
Yes, and we had that last track is Kaiser, Just Chill. That's from his brand new album, Muverioni Volume 1, but we're not 100% sure that we're getting the
pronunciation right. Yeah, you didn't sound too confident saying that, but Kaiser's got to hit us up and say it. He's actually got to say it so that we know how to say it.
Live on the show, he needs to come through. And make sure you check out the full album. That's kaisersayso.bandcamp.com. It's up there. The whole thing is produced by Kaiser. You probably remember him as being part of, you know, the whole Terra Firma movement back in the day with Kalashnikov and all those guys. But yeah, now he's doing it big on his own. We were in the middle of bigging up Ice Cube, but we're just going to have to scrap that until next week, seeing as we missed Ice Cube. We can just like speed through it. Big up Ice Cube because he's getting put on the Hollywood Walk of Fame or something.
Oh, is he?
Like
deserves it though, because I heard somebody that didn't really deserve to be on the Hollywood Walk of Fame was getting put on there. How did they decide who goes on?
Well,
who
this is what I was going to kind of say. Can I first of all say welcome to the studio to our special guest who is
DJ
now
in the building.
Because you're hearing a random voice.
Well,
we're going to
do that. Yeah, well, you know that's cool when you do the intro. People are like, oh, shit.
You guys are working quick today. I like this. This is good.
We're cool chilling outside having ice cream, man.
Yeah.
But thank you for having me.
Show with My Stiggy, and we have a very special guest here. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you? How are you?
Very good. Hot. You know, it's always good to be hot, though, right?
It's not as hot as Los Angeles, but it's okay. I'm getting through it.
There's a
good
bit of humidity there, though. At least Los Angeles gets quite dry, right?
Very dry,
Even the cactuses are like, man.
You got to have your lotion in your pocket. Man, that Kaiser joint was incredible.
Banging, right?
Oh my God. And I want to shake his hand.
Oh, I want to shake his hand.
Now, I think I need a hug, actually. I might need a hug. That was that, because you don't hear a beast like that anymore. Everything's very smooth now, right?
Everything's very kind of noughts and ones digitally made, nicely compressed and quantized. Need some crustiness.
Oh man, I loved it. It put me in a great mood. Thank you, Kaiser.
That's good to hear.
I'll be buying it. I'll be supporting it and spreading the word too.
Hear that?
Yes.
And he'll remember where he heard it first.
Yes,
right here.
Definitely.
Sarah Love Show with My Stiggy.
Very quickly, Ice Cube. I'm sure you're probably a fan of Ice Cube being another LA native. A neighbor of yours, Newmark.
I actually just did the beats for Ride Along 1 and Ride Along 2.
Oh, yes, so, I did see that.
So I've been like, wow. I had to look at him like on a daily for like 2 months doing all the music cues. I did like 85-90% of the beats for both Ride Alongs.
So cool. When you say the beats for it, you mean like the score, the soundtrack?
They have a gentleman by the name of Christopher Leonards who scores the film, and then the director says, hey, I need this area to be more hip-hop or whatever, so then they give it to me to sort of remix his work or add new, fresh bass lines and drums and all that stuff. So sometimes I'm just remixing what the orchestral director Chris is doing. Other times I'm like making something fresh from scratch.
It'd be like you're authenticating what he's doing. Just because they're like, it needs to be a bit more hip-hop. You're like, all right, let me put some drums on this. And you just gangster it up.
It's a good experience. I feel like I really know. I know Cube now. I feel like I know him. Actually, I never even met him though. Which
serious?
Is,
before Ride Along.
I haven't met Cube, and so I'm just like, wow. I'm sitting looking at him and Kevin Hart this whole time. I feel like I know them now. Just like daily, I'm like making beats, looking at their face, like it's just weird.
That's crazy.
What, did they have the security keeping you away, keeping the ruffians out of reach?
I don't know. Well, I went to the premiere, but I just didn't meet him. I don't know. It was just a lot of people swarming on him. So you're saying
even during the process, you never actually met him. It wasn't like, hey, how you doing?
No.
It was always just watching what they're up to. And so what I wanted to ask was, so you're watching them obviously do their parts, like they're performing, and so you're just catching the vibe and making the beats off of that, or how?
Well, there's notes that are like in the meetings, and they'll be like, you know, we need something that sounds exuberant, and you're like, oh, okay. Shit, what's Okay, so
make it happen.
You're like, okay, drums, exuberant.
Nah, I'll be on Google first of all, dictionary. Like, yeah. Let me just work out what exuberant means first of all.
I got the dictionary part. I'm just like trying to figure out, like, how do I make it sound so cheerful and like playful and whatever, you know?
Wow,
it's just like,
that's
so
crazy.
It's interesting in that regard. It's very like challenging but fun, and I like it. And I like deadlines, so it doesn't. I like clearing the desktop, you know.
Like working under
May
pressure.
20th is done. You're done. You know, it's okay. You know,
I like lists too, and being crossing off the list.
You know, artists, you know, we'll just sit there forever. Like the snare isn't right. You know, it's just the hi hat isn't crispy enough.
Yeah, so. I find that recording myself when I'm recording like 8 bars, I could spend 8 days on that.
Oh yeah,
but if I'm with somebody, it kind of helps for you to go, okay, all right, I am happy with that. I wasn't sure if I was. You know what I mean? So
but it's
having
a fun
deadline
task
helps.
As well to like be set a challenge. Like, okay, you've got to record a song by the end of the day.
Challenges
like that. It's just fun thing
cool.
to do, isn't it?
Wow, that's crazy, man.
And so what, every time you were seeing Ice Cube, was it kind of like,
I guess it's like
him?
I was starting to think he's not real or something. Like, it's weird. It's going to be like maybe he's just like a walking hologram. He'll never meet him. But but one day I'll meet him.
No, but I thought big up to him for getting his his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. But then at the same time, I was kind of like, really, what do these things mean?
See, remember, because you've big. What were we talking about? The OBEs and MBEs.
Yeah.
So you over here, some people will get like more or less knighted. You know, it's not the
they
same
get a
thing.
Title,
like, you don't have to get
so
on your
get
knee.
Some you get some letters
on your
knee.
That, but
okay.
I mean, maybe you do. I don't know. Maybe that's why John Z D didn't want to.
Yeah, he's like, getting on his knees. But so I think, because then there's some really whack people who are like on those things. And then really, how much of it is just about, well, they made X amount of millions, so therefore you qualify.
Yeah.
And how much of it is about, okay, really, you got that credibility, you did something for the people. Not that I'm saying Ice Cube hasn't done that.
Right.
You know, but I just think there's some...
Friday, he definitely did something for the people.
Because then also this year, another person who's been like given... so he's gotten one in the recording category, like as a recording artist.
With Ice Cube? Oh, so not as an actor?
No, not as an actor, not next to Marlon Brando and stuff like that. But no, as an actor.
Touche, Sarah Love, touche.
But no, as an actor who's on the 2017 Hollywood Walk of Fame is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
Like, really?
Okay, so now we have a problem.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I mean, but they do both have a film with Kevin Hart, so maybe
so
that's
the qualifying factor, kind of thing.
Illuminati might be involved somewhere along
the way. No, but I do know that The Rock is like the highest paid actor in the world right now.
Well, that's...
Is it? The Rock?
The Rock.
Higher than Samuel Jackson?
Incredible.
I thought Samuel Jackson was the one who was making every year. It was like, but he made the right moves. Like in this film and that film, you know, and then collectively, he'd end up being the richest actor ever.
But I think also with The Rock, because he's kind of like sort of non-threatening brown person who could be like Latino, he
could be
black,
Hawaiian,
if you're ignorant, he could
be Hungarian,
fit into any role.
He could be Russian.
He
you know, you get the dark Russians.
White with a tan sort of thing, and so it's like he fits in nicely.
I didn't know he'd done that many films though to be paid.
I don't know if he has done that many films, but guys, killing it.
Yeah, those part sixes of everything he does.
Yeah,
so those all add up. You know, two films. You got 12 films, Sarah. You got 12 films on your belt.
To get to that level of like part six, he's killing it.
That's a good point, actually.
Dude is killing it. But I did also want to send a very quick
big up.
Also this weekend, because yesterday this big up is partly going out to you. So my Stiggy, to you, because you know that I love you anyway. Yesterday I was at the video show. Shoot for the DJ Supreme remix at R.I.P., which features my Stiggy, Ransom Bad Bones and Dirty Goods, and of course Rocks from Sun and Noise. And that was the first time I heard the track, and you kind of bodied that. Bananas.
Oh, shit.
I was like,
thanks, man.
You're killing it, brother.
How come I don't get any of this music?
Now we definitely got to send this to New York,
man.
Yeah, man.
You need to send it down the pipeline.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely got to do that, man.
Nice, serious.
Wow. Yeah,
so
I think I'm going to be doing my parts in... like in 2 weeks time.
Oh, no,
like
they scrapped that idea. I just did your parts on the video. It was cool. Because I was practicing all week for looking
Did you get
scary.
The shiny forehead part right?
Yeah, and like the screw face and everything. So it's cool. You'll be happy. It's fine.
Joker.
Yeah, no. Seriously.
Wow.
So,
how was the shoot?
Supreme, You, Bad Bones, Dirty Goods, Roxy yeah. killed it. The shoot was mad. And the shoot was so classic because it was like Cutmaster Swift was there.
Wow.
Supreme was there. DJ Devastator, Demon Boy. Yeah. So it was like some real like UK OGs. It was just amazing to have all these people in one place.
Man.
So you flopped.
Out.
I know you got to pay the bills and everything. Up, right. But yeah, you missed
God
out.
Damn.
Not trying to make you feel bad or nothing. And normally we also have another important part of the show. We've got kind of like whizzed through things
yeah.
as we've spent like the first hour just chilling on the street having ice cream. Because normally we have a very... first I'm going to play a tune from another LA native, and then we're going to get into a very, very...
important part of the show because, you know, these things can only happen in the right way.
Yes.
But first of all...
you got to warm up to it.
Yeah. Let me warm up my voice.
Yeah, you got to get in that...
My sack
like,
haze is about to enter the...
kind of lie back. Get on the sofa so then your voice drops another octave or so.
Lie down. Now, what he used to do is... he was the one who was sitting on a couch recording, but
yeah.
I heard Christina Aguilera used to lie down.
To
She'd lie on her back
registers.
To get the lower...
Oh.
Yeah,
see?
I don't know what else she did lying on her back. But that's for another show.
Why no jokes about Raccoon? Anyway,
and what, Christy?
But yes, have you heard of Afro?
Of
LA
course.
Kid.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know if you've heard anything.
Is he from LA?
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought
he was
from
like
New York.
12 years old, sort of thing. No, he's like 18.
He's young. I don't know how. Yeah, he's probably 18.
I might
be playing a show with him actually in Montreal. August, hopefully, if we can make it happen.
I'm so excited for him because he's so young and it's just like his rapping skill is just insane. I don't know if you've heard this.
No, I've heard him, man. I haven't heard this, but.
He's just put out this new EP produced by Marco Polo. Have you heard the record?
It's great.
This track featuring Farrah Monch is literally like the level of rapping on here.
Yeah.
This kind of fits in with your question as well that's going to come up after this as well. But it's sort of like, it's too much for my brain to handle.
Serious. Yeah. Munch and Afro. That's crazy. That's okay.
I saw that. I hadn't heard that song though, but I saw it and I was like, oh my God, I got to prepare my mind.
Honestly, get your headphones ready because this is like,
it's insane. I don't even have to hear you.
Okay, so this is some Afro feature produced by Marco Polo from the Afro Marco Polo EP featuring Farrah Monch. And right after this, we're joined by our special guest DJ Newmark right now as well. And right after this, we're going to be getting into Mice's
investigation, bitches. And bitches.
The mass murderer. Mass murderer.
Afro the kid.
Native American land, savior with lasers and anger and banging pace in the change of a shaken American stand, shaping the lyrics and stabbing your face with hangers and mask and tape. I'm laughing, jab at the wrath of pain and merit to grasp. Slash guitar, ask it all, bomb making, planning drops. I'm saying all Ray is rougher than Macklemore. Travel faster, laughter, axe, a rapper, snap a track, an apple, Abernathy, had an Adam's apple, had venereal. Eerie tackle, shackled, factual pack of jack and knack of sack and stacking jackals. Afro is the head of rappers. They say I'm gibberish, I did it on purpose. Lifted innocence from the virgin who went to the church's tips to the waitress, sit to the mix and then the shift of the matrix. Ziggy Azalea, your frog face look like Marlon Wayans on his worst day. Spray painted, tainted, verse slayed, earned wage from Vern Ernest, heard it from the grave.
I rip and I rhyme and I rhyme and I rip. Now this is the way that the lines are spit. With Afro on the mic, Marco Polo on the boards. We swore.
Sicker than Mr. Robot, Anakin Skywalking, anima animal on the mic, cannibal cyborg protesting, fighting for his mechanical rights, publishing in my fucking mechanical rights. Swarm, West African killer bee abilities, a martyr with modern day smart bombs, armed with Kevlar, body armor, that's a part of my particle melting artillery. Kidnap the president's daughters without a plan, blah, clap at the Ku Klux Klan and hack Hillary. And all this while I was getting head service from my personal server. Shit, she should not have been on her personal server. Cherry picking, licking nipples, playing Contra with Jane Fonda. Now that's a triple entendre. Pharaoh, I actually mastered the supernatural. Strike you out like statue, then I'll clap at you in a tabernacle. Crack a statue, rapping Matthews backwards if you're attacking Afro. Hijack a crack, a jackass and a ransom if he's asking for cash flow. Fascist, radical bastard with a beard who could be casted as Castro. Attack any assassin with a spear and put my ashes out on these assholes. You gotta be kidding me, you're forbidden to battle the God when he got a gas mask on.
Golly, Miss Molly.
Christ,
do you know what I'm saying?
What was that?
Why, do you know
that
what I'm saying?
Yo,
I'm glad I listened to that song here. Because I saw it go up on my feed and I was like, I'm not ready yet. I'm not, yeah. I have too many things. I got to pack. I got to do something. I want to, you know, enjoy this like dessert.
It needs undivided attention. Like, I needed to listen to it like 5 times in a row to catch it. Like, the amount of, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of vocabulary in there.
A lot of vocab and, like, the double entendre, everything. Like, triples. You know.
People were comparing Pharrell to somebody else on my feed recently, and I was like, just stop. And I'm not going to say who the other person was.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll just,
you're
like,
allowed to, though. This is food,
no,
by
no,
way.
No,
just,
I
don't, just whisper to us. No.
As she turns the faders down.
Go just quickly. 3, 2, 1.
But so they were make a comparison, and it's like, it was like, nah.
The thing about Munch is like he's just so special. He's a special MC, you know. And he rises to the occasion every time, man. You know,
yes.
And you can tell, you know, he heard Polo. I mean, he heard Afro and was like, okay, I gotta really go in.
Yeah.
And
he was still like, like,
the whole Afro triple entendre part, I'm like, it really is a triple entendre.
Honestly,
I love Pharrell. I've always loved him from day one.
Mm-hmm. Like, trust me, you'll need to listen to it a few more times and you're going to discover things that you didn't even hear.
And I love them sort of songs where you can, you know, you listen and you keep hearing new stuff and you're like, oh, I didn't realize he was saying that. Or,
and artists who kick other artists up the butt.
Yeah, know? Yeah. And you can hear that. You can hear that, man. They both. Pharaoh's hearing him and going, okay, I can't let this kid be, you know what I mean? And already Afro's like, all right, this is Pharaoh Munch. I got to make sure what I'm doing is, you know,
on the level.
They both murdered that.
Yeah,
and the beat was excellent. Crazy as well.
Yeah. Shout out to Marco. I just talked to him.
Yeah, Marco Polo, man. Crazy producer.
No, so that was pretty exciting. But even when I heard that, I was kind of like,
are you taking the piss?
Yeah, exactly.
Next level taking the piss. And speaking of are you taking the piss, these idiot kids who are running up to Joe Budden's house. I don't know if you've seen this.
What's happened?
Haven't it? Some kids, I guess they've been stalking him on the internet or something. They thought it would be funny to go to his house and like say something to him, and then he got a bit gangster with it and like chased them down the street and was like, don't be, this isn't the internet, don't be doing this because I will kill somebody.
Wow.
You will get hurt. So kids need to not be trying to bring their internet stuff to real life.
How did they know where he lived though?
Well, that's the nature of stalking, isn't it, Mice?
Yeah,
you need to step your stalking game up.
Careful, Sarah. She sounded a bit professional. You sounded a bit too professional there when he said that. It's like, oh shit.
No, but it's pretty scary.
You need to step up your stalking game, bruv. Like, I got this app.
You know?
Yeah. Basically,
isn't that called Pokemon Go? That's kind of like stalking.
I don't even know what. What is this Pokemon Go business?
I don't even want to. It's if you're lost in the Matrix, you have that app on your phone. That's what it is. That's all you need to know. So don't get involved because you're far too interested in going to all these incredible festivals, tearing it down, mice.
Yeah, but I've been here. I feel like I'm missing
Smokey
out.
Joe and the kids.
Yeah, I feel like I'm missing out though on something. Like, I'm like, man, is there any, like, what do you get out of it? And
you
no
get
one
nothing
really
out of it. In the first week of this game launching, they made Nintendo made $20 billion in 1 week.
So people are buying this game. It's not a free app that, yeah, hey, let me just be an idiot for.
I don't know, but they're making money. But anyway, right now you're tuned into the sounds of myself, Sarah Love, and the one and only Mice Diggy,
AKA
every
the
Monday.
Voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake for all you mother lovers.
Too,
and we are joined by a megastar right here by the name of DJ New Mark. How you feeling, sir?
That's feels good coming from you, Mice.
Come on, man.
You're a legend yourself, my man. So
not yet.
I feel good though. To answer your question, I feel great. Just came off 1920. Day tour with Jurassic 5. Just I'm almost finished with a new album with Slim Kid Trey from Farside, and it has some good features on it. Yeah,
nice, man.
Guilty Simpsons on it, and a lot of other guests. But we're still kind of polishing it up and working out some kinks.
I'm here. I'm just saying. I'm just putting out there. If there's any spaces or gaps, so you need an English accent.
Well, I finally found you, man. I finally found you.
So, definitely going to play some Newmark material very soon. But right now is like one of my favorite parts of the show. You ready to do this, Mice?
You can hear my music, ladies and gentlemen. You are in tuned to the FUBAR Radio Cafe right here. In an undisclosed place, because we know you stalkers out there be trying to get them. I go by the name of My Sack Hayes. That's right, My Sack Hayes, motherfuckers. Yeah. And it's time for another investigation for all you bitches and bitchettes out there to make sure whatever you do in life, you do it right. This is why we do this here. And you know I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
I was about to say lover, bitch.
Only for Mice would I tolerate that. That's how much I love Mice.
You have to emphasize the B on the bitch so they know that you don't actually mean it like that.
Yeah, that, my dad that right? understands that now from listening to the shit, shows that started last year.
Yeah, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean
that. And he does actually and it wasn't know where me anyway.
It was Mice Sack Hayes. Yeah, man. So I know Newmark will know about this. Speaking about, so how many days did you, well, you've been on a 19-day tour, you said?
Yep.
And how many days have you done that within, like 19 days within?
Within a month's time.
Within a month.
Wow. This was actually a lighter tour. This is a,
we yeah, I know do, you guys.
We normally go a little bit harder than this, but, you know. Lately, like since the reunion, we've been going lighter. But in the past, I mean, we used to really, really,
yeah,
maybe one
it'll be
day
like a 3 months
off,
sort of.
Maybe one day off every 2 weeks or something like that.
Wow,
like, I think that might be like the biggest significant factor that kind of kept us afloat is just touring like a rock band.
Yeah, well, really, that you know? For me, I've just did like 8 dates in 11 days. I know that's nothing compared to what you're doing.
No, that's hard.
It
that's
felt
hard.
Like an accomplishment, you know. Like
it is
to even still have my voice. Now I was like, how the fuck did that happen? You know,
you're such a professional.
Thank you very much. I mean it, but it just made me realize, man, I'm doing something that I love. You know, this is and getting paid to do it as
that's
well.
Right.
So
that's
you
right.
feel really honored and blessed, you know. But if you weren't DJ Newmark, if you weren't a DJ, you weren't a producer, you weren't with Jurassic 5, what would be your ideal occupation?
I don't know if I have an ideal one, but I can tell you what I was doing when I met the group. I was studying to be an X-ray tech. Yeah, I was learning how to do MRIs. I was in school, and I dropped out 4 months before graduation because... because I realized I couldn't... It wasn't the type of job that I can afford to daydream about.
Mm.
So, like, I would daydream about music, right? Like, if I was working an insurance job or something like that, I can afford to daydream, but I'm taking care of people. So I thought to myself, you're real selfish... you know what? For
shut your
you
mouth.
Can say it.
Shut your mouth. Yeah, so... I dropped out and the record went gold with J5 and we haven't stopped touring since. And this was so that's what I was doing. But if like for some reason like I had to stop right now, I'd probably get like into more real estate. I like real estate.
Yeah.
I like buying and selling. Yeah. It's I like that.
Especially over LA, like it's crazy, isn't it? It's like London everywhere. Like everywhere's expensive anyway.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to go over there because they want to be famous or they want to be in Hollywood or whatever. So it's quite easy to.
It's one of those things you can kind of set it and forget it. You buy a crib, you fix it up, you rent it out, and then you can go enjoy music or play sports or hang out with your buddies, you know?
Mm.
It is what it is, you know?
Mm. Sarah, what would be your ideal job? This is the question I want to ask everybody. Yeah. So what would be your ideal occupation and why? That's the investigation for today.
See, this is the problem in my life.
It's the music ends.
Perfect, right?
You guys are a little too smooth.
So,
a little too smooth.
It doesn't.
Fire alarms don't fuck up this show. I'll tell you that
man,
right
they
now.
Really don't, man. I'm trying to catch some cues here.
But this is the problem that I have in my life is that I want to do everything. And so, but again, I feel very privileged that I get to do a job that I love and a job that makes other people happy. I think that's the best kind of job you can do in the world, is a job that makes other people happy.
That's true.
But if I wasn't working in
like
music,
I tell you who's got a really good job, whoever presses that fire alarm, because they're mad of happy people that were out on that street.
Was spreading joy
that's the ideal
ice
job.
Man.
Ice cream man was like, joy. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they were working together, the ice cream man and the fire alarm man.
They're in cahoots.
Yeah. He's like, I'm gonna go now. Yeah?
Yeah.
Where you at? I'm in Camden. All right. Look, give me 10 minutes. I'm gonna press it in about 10 minutes. Yeah. All right, mate. I see you there.
There's at least 1,000 people who work in here. Yeah. Ice cream.
They're all sweating.
Yeah. There's no AC in this building. Yeah. So they're killing it. But no, I think I'm an astronaut, maybe.
Yeah. Do you think? Do you think they really?
I love astronomy.
Do you think they really go? up into space. This flat Earth. Because you know the Earth's flat, right? You know about this.
Yeah.
Do you really think they're going to space?
It's,
or
it's all like, it's, that's right.
An astronaut, that's interesting. That why astronaut? You want to...
I just love astronomy. It's fascinating. Yeah. Like the other week, there's this the new most powerful telescope in the radio telescope in the world that's called Meerkat in South Africa. It's now discovered 1,300 brand new galaxies in like the darkest corner of the universe that we're able to see. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm. 1,300 galaxies.
So I think each galaxy
has got a whole bunch of planets.
Yeah. Imagine what kind of music they're making up there, man.
So I've heard about this theory that there's a portal opened and some of the history has been remade, and it's something to do with like a second Earth.
And like colonialism into and us. The Illuminati and
but you, would you go to that second Earth and be like, look, you lot stop fucking around, man. My shit. Like there's like 13 radio shows on Earth just disappeared of our downloads because you lot stop.
No, I'd go would you be that brave? Record crate. I'd be like, yo, you need to hear these dope sounds.
Have you heard this Afro?
Have you heard this Marco Polo tune?
That's a brave thing to do, to be an astronaut, Sarah. You sure you? That's like you're going into the.
I'm sure.
Wow.
I'm sure, and I think also an athlete, like maybe for like triathlon or something, something dope like that.
Yeah.
And a
Serena Williams. You wouldn't be a tennis player. Everyone loves Serena, man.
Nah, I think I'm just more like, you know, athlete district. Swimming, I smash the swimming. Cycling, I love cycling. But I just like that whole, just endurance. Like setting yourself a challenge. Like I told you the other week, I want to do the London Marathon.
Yeah, well.
And I think all of my aspirations, they are actually attainable. A naturalist, not to be confused with a naturist. Not the same
What's
thing.
What's a naturalist?
Naturists are people who want to be naked on the... anywhere.
Just riding
naturalist is like David Attenborough.
Oh, okay.
Loving Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Being a scientist. Point. Love science. I would like to rap like Farrah Monch or Big L.
Good luck with that, love.
There's still time, Mice. Yeah,
you gotta get them 10,000 hours in, though. That's
you gotta work on your triple entendres.
Yeah, yeah, triple entendres.
First,
work out what the fuck that means in the first place, and then
then maybe I'm there. I might. So, yeah, maybe when I'm 80, I'll achieve all these things. But that's the problem. That like, there's so little time in life to do everything.
You can try though. I heard about this job. There was, I think it's like once every 2 years or something like that, and it's like some island off of Fiji, somewhere, and you got to look after the island, basically. You just got to clean it. Yeah, because it's, like, preserved.
Oh.
And so every 2 years...
That's my number one destination, Fiji, like, so that's...
I've never been
imagine that, and you just get to look after this island for, like, 6 months or something like that, and you get paid. What?
Fiji's what you see on your screensavers when you see the beaches come up in the white sand. That's pretty much always Fiji.
Yeah, with the fish just look like that. You wouldn't even dare... I dare you to eat me. I dare you. You'd be like, nah... I actually want to marry you. Fish looks so
it's
good. You're like, bad. I wouldn't eat that. So, yo, hit us up with your answers, please. Mice Investigates. What would be your ideal occupation and why? You can email us, hiphop@fubarradio.com, or you can tweet us, @FubarRadio, @DJSarahLove, @MiceDiggy.
And @DJNewmark. Is that
Yeah, pretty much everything I have is links. @DJNewmark.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of astrology, I just released my zodiac tracks.
I know. I wanted to ask you. Well, you see, there's astronomy
and then
astrology.
But I am digging this because that's my segue. You guys are a little too smooth for me, man.
Yeah, that was good.
I don't got a fader and everything, like, man. You guys are doing big things in Little Havana.
That was good though, bro. I like that one.
No, I did want to ask you about that because you're doing this. Well, should we play a track and then we'll get into your zodiac tracks with our super special guest DJ Newmark? And in fact, why don't we play a track from DJ Newmark right now?
Yes, this is, that makes sense.
Yeah, and was the album actually just called Slim Kid and Newmark?
Yeah, self-titled.
Yes.
But the new one will be called Trademark.
Okay, I see. But yeah, let's introduce the people to some of this music if they've not heard it. This is Bomb Bomb Fire.
Oh, cool.
Just want money, time. trying to get paid. Betting this game, I ain't trying to get made. I'm the type to turn lemons into lemonade. I'm the type to turn women. Time to get laid, foreplayed all my life till I got things right. Now I fish with good bait, get a good bite. You know who wanna hate, but that's alright. A good friend said it means that you live a good life. Have a fly wife, shoot cuts like a knife. Shit, they all pay the price when they go into hell. Putting up with dirty business, tolerating the smell. March to a different drum, gotta pace myself. Hey. Minds get made up, times that we stayed up. Late night grind till the bills get paid up. Hard times trying to define what we made up. Reality setting like a fever. Every time you walk away, you realize that you need a need a heart, need a home, need a friend. So much to say, but where do we begin? Got a couple foes, wish that they were friends. Give it all you got, and now you're crying in the end. See, I'm just a scarecrow, but if I were made of tin, then I would rust forever in the state that I'm in. May not always have the brains, but at least I have the heart. Some things never change, but I gotta play the parts up. The betterment, just dust off my letterman. Stay professional like a veteran. Salute. Minds get made up, time that we stayed up. Late night grind till the bills get paid up. Hard times trying to define what we made up.
Feeling that very much. Tell us about that tune and that project. How'd that come about, DJ Newmont?
I actually wanted to start a super group with Trey, Slim Kid Trey from Far Side. I was actually, believe it or not, it's funny because I was thinking like him and Ladybug, and it's funny, I saw I just saw that
we can come back to that.
Oh my god, I forgot. That Prince Paul just did that. Like Prince Paul just formed a super group with him and Ladybug and Don Newkirk and somebody else, and I'm forgetting who. But that was my original idea. I was thinking maybe Dell, Trey.
Wow.
You know, so you got Hieroglyphics, you got Trey, myself from J5, and Ladybug. But then we met, and then we just started recording, and the album just flowed, and I was like, you know, let's not block, let's just keep going, let's keep going. So yeah, that's how it formed, and the song is just part of those sessions, and just every day linking up and talking about, yeah man, my group broke up too, man. And then getting in and like channeling it into good, you know, good energy, because at that time both of our groups were broken up. So
but I like the, because the all of the tracks are quite short.
Yes
And so it's
we
quite,
like that.
What was the because I feel like now there's no point in making a track longer than 3 minutes or something like that, because attention span isn't there anymore.
It really isn't, and really isn't there in videos, man. Like with a video, you got to catch them like in a minute and a half, or otherwise they're ghost. So that was one of the things we talked about. But really, you know, like unless you're creating like crazy bridges and horn parts and, you know, whatever, you know, it doesn't, it just didn't call for it. We just wanted to get right to the point and, you know, and just say what we had to say and be out, you know.
So is the album out now? Like, is it that done yet? Or?
That album is out, but the new one we're working on right now. So that one's self-titled, Slim Kid Trey and DJ Newmark. And we're doing a name change to just straight up trademark coming up.
So I like
that's,
that, man.
That's what's
like
happening
that.
Coming forward, yeah.
And what? When will the new... Sorry, I'll be professional speaking to the microphone. When will the new record be?
I don't know.
And is that Delicious Vinyl too?
No, we'll be doing this one through a different channel. I actually want to have some meetings out here with some people, but I just ran out of time on this tour. But I don't know when it'll be done. We're still... We definitely have enough for an album right now. We're just like, nah, let's make it a little bit better. Look at, you know, just keep tightening it up. So, you know.
And what about the Zodiac tracks then?
Oh, yes. No, that's just an idea I had. I just wanted to, like, I started in Gemini. I'm a Gemini. And on Facebook, on my DJ Newmark Facebook.
Was recently, right?
Yeah, June 10th. And
just putting out there just in case.
Yeah, if you want to send me some gifts, it's all good. Some 45s you can send in the mail. Send them to Sarah. She'll get them to me.
Maybe.
No, I just wanted to kind of...
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
You might not want to send it to Sarah.
So no, the whole idea was gather all my favorite artists that are in the month of Gemini, starting in Gemini, and go down
crazy
each one and do an all vinyl set on my Facebook page. And so I do some 45s and some 33s. It's all vinyl, so you know.
That's Gemini, hard work.
Gemini. Yeah, it's because you start going, okay, so Tupac, okay, so he's a Gemini. Okay, you got Cube, he's a Gemini. But then I kept taking it a step further and like, who do they sample? So this last one that really did well for me this the month of Cancer, it was Kool G Rap and Syl Johnson, and Kool G Rap sampled Syl Johnson for Talk Like Sex.
Oh,
so
shit.
I put both of those back to back. And then RZA, who also sampled Syl Johnson for Shame on a, you know, also sampled that. So they all three went together. And so, it was, you know. So visit my page because I collect all the signs and I put them together in a mix, and of course Blowfly narrates it at the beginning, like
they
show their asses and his nasty self.
You've got to be a proper nerd to do a project like that.
I am
a proper nerd.
You already know this about me, Sarah. Yeah. You don't even have to ask that question.
You accept it too. You've embraced it. Yeah,
I've embraced it. It's a lot of research.
Yeah, so, that sounds like a lot of research.
Yeah,
man.
I'm only.
Even Wikipedia is like, look, bro, I can't help you.
Yeah,
yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, no, like, go to the library.
Like, I hit Lord Finesse up like two, 3 weeks ago. I'm like, hey, are you Aquarius? You know, whatever. And he's like, yeah, here's my date.
Is he Aquarius?
I think he is February something. I think he's Aquarius. I think that was the conversation I had because I really needed him to be Leo. Like the segue was just seamless, man. I was like already like getting ready to celebrate. I was typing his name. I'm like, damn, it doesn't look like he is.
Oh, shit.
And I had to hit him. I was like, damn, he's Aquarius. Damn.
Oh.
But it presents that kind of interesting thing where you find out everybody who they are. And you're like,
really
cool. That dude kind of acts like me. I'm a Gemini. He does kind of act like me, you know, whatever. And, and the Cancer. Oh, he's crabby. Yeah, he's sensitive.
Yeah, yeah.
I did Charlie Tuna this month. Charlie was a Cancer, you know.
Yeah.
And Guru was a Cancer. And they're all in this month. And so I was like, yeah, these dudes all kind of have the same personality. It's interesting, yeah.
So you will be doing it each month.
I will. I have no choice now. I'm three in. So
where can people find them?
Go to my DJ Newmark Facebook page, DJ NU-MARK Facebook. I post them there.
Because if you don't keep it going, like some people are gonna.
Oh no! I already got
salty.
Like, wait a minute, where did Taurus go, man? You know, like,
really?
And I'm like, well, I started on Gemini, so you're gonna have to wait a year. Son,
yeah.
So no, I already got
chill.
Like, yo, you better don't forget about me, man. I'm Aquarius,
oh
you know,
gosh.
Like I. So I'm like, okay.
I'm trying to think.
And I've had artists like, yo, can you include me too? Like, that's already started.
Serious?
Like, yeah. I'm like,
oh, it's that you like artists you think are whack.
Well,
for me,
it's like I got, what, 2.5-3 minutes to do it because, you know, like just what we talked about, people lose their attention span so fast on anything, video or audio. Mm. So I'm like, I'm trying to keep this to 2 to 3 minutes, you know, so the artist just has to fit in the mold perfectly.
Yeah,
otherwise, it's just a wrap. So
I'm trying to think
what
artists I can think of who are Leo. I know Cash Money is a Leo. So that might be Dickie
Leo,
even
yeah, Leo. Fat Boy Slim's Leo. I wrote all these down. I have these all in my notes. I think Ann Peebles is GZA.
Is it
GZA's
Leo? Interesting, isn't it?
James Brown's birthday.
James.
Isn't he?
Because the best art is surely a Leo.
I think.
No, you remember I'm a Leo, Marcy. You know we're a bit fiery.
James.
Yeah, but they are Aquarius.
I have James written down for sure. You're a Leo too.
Yeah.
Okay. So I forget what James is.
It's all about Aquarius.
Yeah. No, Leo's are nightmares too, aren't they? So
Yeah, so anyway, moving on to more positive things.
Shout out to Marv Radio, locked into the show.
Yes, man. Marv Radio, you're going to hear him next week. He's going to bring in a bunch of Marv lovers with him as well for the open mic. Do remember, we got the open mic later on, and we got a bunch of special guests that go by the name of Moose Funk Squad.
Marv hit us up with his dream job.
What is it?
He said, being a musician is his dream job. But he did pick another, and that would be a ganja farmer. For science, he said.
Oh, for science purposes,
he's like,
obviously.
Disclaimer.
Yeah,
just
in
science.
Case. Well, you can't blame him for that, man, you know. Every now and again, you know what I mean? Need a bit of medicine. Just come down to the field. Roll around in my field, mate. You'll be all right.
You'll be all good. But no, I think we had a message from Dr. Pete as well. He hit us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. And he said he'd like to be a Spitfire pilot. As long as he doesn't get shot at or have to kill anybody.
Boy, that's a brave... You lot are going for some brave-ass shot. I'd rather be, like, you know... somebody's back scratcher, or I don't want no job where
that's your dream job.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, I'd rather an easy job.
Whose back would you like to scratch as your dream job?
Better make sure my wife's not listening.
Yeah, speaking code. Of course, yeah, her back scratcher.
Huh?
Her back scratcher.
Yeah, I'll be her back scratcher.
You already are though.
Yeah, exactly.
You live in the dream, mice.
Yeah, I was thinking, do I get paid for it? I guess I do get paid for it in other ways. Ways that we don't need to talk about on this show.
Keep it respectful.
Copious amounts of wine will be drunk. But you know, like, okay, well, the reason why I'm saying that is because when you hear about these planes crashing,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, what would make you want to be one of those guys in them little ass planes? Mm-hmm. I'm bad enough, like, you know, when you get on a plane that's just a little smaller than a regular one, you know, and it's, you see the propellers, it's too small for the propellers to be inside that cylinder thing, they have to be on the outside, and you're already like, oh, fuck.
You're not a good flyer, mice.
I'm good. I'm good at flying. I just don't like them. The look of the plane, like that looks like if a duck was flying by, it might just fuck up the whole shit. I won't get to my gig.
You need something.
I'm not
going
to make it to my gig. So you know, being a Spitfire pilot, that's quite brave, in my opinion.
It's maybe like hardcore. A music supervisor for movies or a music editor, because you're like a DJ, but you don't got to perform. You just collect a fat check.
That's what you just did with the film.
Well, I'm actually making the music, but the music editors just kind of puts them in and say, hey, what do you think about this, Mr. Producer and Mr. Director? You know, oh, yeah, that sounds good, but we need something more ethereal. And then they go find other people.
Wow.
You're like a DJ for movies.
Mm.
It's good money, too.
But then the movie industry is a bit crooked, too, I hear.
Yeah. Nowhere near as bad as the music, though.
You reckon? I hear it's the other way around.
No, music industry is tore back.
Yeah. You reckon?
It's the redheaded stepchild.
But I've always thought as well really that, is. Like, the...
get paid on time with the movie thing.
Oh, really?
You're a bit on time.
Wow. Serious.
Yeah, they remember your name.
And that's ride along as well, you know?
Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, yeah, sure, it's in the mail.
Wow. How did that come about, and how did you end up being the dude?
I did another film before that. Okay, so there's a woman named Spring at Sony. That wanted to hear me do a DJ mix for this Chris Brown. It was like a breakdancing movie called Battle of the Year.
That's my favorite movie.
It's kind of like Stomp. I pretty much doubt that.
Stomp. As soon as you said Chris Brown.
You notice I didn't even take it seriously from jump. That's the scariest part about it.
Chris Brown tattoo and everything.
Yeah, but you want to see my Chris Brown tattoo?
Yeah, show us. It's on your butt cheek.
He's headbutting Rihanna. No, I'm joking.
I did that film and then the music editor for that film brought me along on the ride along, so I was just like, cool, you know. So I'm trying to do more. I really want to score something. I want to score something.
You got the skills to do it, so why not, man?
Yeah,
but I think isn't that the film that has Poppin' Pete in?
New Marquis Scorsese. I just freestyled that because he's emanating.
Yeah.
Maestro is emanating his genius on the DJ.
I know, that's why I love the Uncle
Funk.
Just makes it easy.
Man.
Shouts out to Tim Joshua, locked into the show. Paul Clark, Chris P. Soup, locked in. All you silent listeners, because everywhere I go, people are bumping into me. Oh, I'm loving the show. We listen all the time.
You're like, well, you didn't tell me you was listening to the show. I'd have bigged you up, you mother lover.
Yeah, we still love you, though, all the same. And Rocks the Sun and Noise tuned in too. We love you. Cannot wait to hear the remix when it drops. And I know that we're going to get to play that right here first, aren't we? But we have a very dope open mic coming up for you very soon. Ooh. I think I'm seeing peace signs in the green room.
So I think there's
MCs here. Oh, and kisses being blown and everything. Oh my God. This is incredible.
Don't say it too loud. Ian Boldsworthy might, you know what I mean?
Or Raekwon might.
Bro, you got to hear, she made Raekwon wet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and recorded it. You wanna hear it? Where's the Raekwon drop?
Mice is not stop killing me.
Yo, check it out, y'all. All the way from Shaolin, you know what it is. Raekwon the chef, Maxim with the good honey, DJ Sarah Love, hold it down. You know what it is, bro. We got your back. Wu Tang, one.
But Mice was pretty sure he'd never heard a drop like that.
I'm saying.
He really put in work.
Yeah, he wrote a sweet sixteen
for you.
Yeah, he was trying to get in those panties, boy, with that one. He's like, yeah, I'm sure I can make a drop that'll just, you know what I'm saying, make a drop in drawers and.
Raekwon's
all wet right now. What the hell?
Wow.
You want to hear the interview, bruv? That's where you're. Okay. Yeah, sign me. I don't know what they were. Are they lying down on the bed in the hotel doing this interview, or what the hell is going on here?
You know what I mean? Mice is killing me right now. Every week, Mice is killing me.
Someone was getting a massage during that interview. That's all I know, boy.
Someone no, thought they were getting a happy ending. They told me they're going to come through to the show in September when they're in London. And Ghostface, they're doing a purple.
I'm going to ask him how wet he
was. So we'll see how it goes.
I'm going to ask him if he had to change his drawers after that interview. That's what I'm going to ask him.
Marco Polo just said, thanks for playing the joint.
Oh, I just texted him. Marco Pollo. Marco Pollo.
Hey.
But yeah, let's play the people another track. This is from Children of Zeus. I'm loving the amount of love they're getting, man. Like, you know, you heard them here first.
Yeah.
Shout out to Connie Connor and Mice, and not Mice Diggy, all the Manchester people, Tyler as well. But no, I'm just the amount of people, like, I mean, serious big time people are just like loving what they're doing. So I thought it was a little while since we played something from them. Keep hitting us up in the studio at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Very soon we're going to get into our open mic featuring the Moose Funk Squad. I'm looking forward to getting the lowdown from you guys as well. But this is you're tuned into Sarah Love My Stiggy and our special guest DJ.
Yep.
Walk.
Yeah. Mother told me to keep on. I know God has a plan for you. Mother told me to be strong, 'cause your strength it will define you. You accept what you deserve.
You accept what you deserve.
'Cause you deserve. What you give is what you get.
This ain't the life that she's used to now. To spread love, to stand proud. She still smiled when I drew a picture on the couches. Studied hard so we never went hungry. Worked two jobs so I could see other countries. Head full of dreams, just ignore all them gunshots. As long as I'm happy, don't worry about them Dunlops. Mom, watch me, look, no hands. They can't stop me till my foot goes down. I keep it moving though. And most time my mama speaks the Queen's English. Make her mad vision, cuss when she means business. I've been witness to that cold stare. And when my bro went away, we shed the most tears. And now you're back in Barbados, don't worry, keep jamming. Love is the bond and the reason I'm still standing.
This is why I'm still standing.
always so well organized here at the show, especially when there's fire alarms going off constantly. So, yes. Oh, shout out to Charlie. Kung Fu Charlie.
What, is he locked in?
Knocked into the show. Wow. Congratulations. He's a daddy for the second time.
Serious?
Oh, I
congratulations.
Love Charlie. Mice, I have to tell you as well, the other night, big up to Verb T, Ransom, Bad Bones, Chesapeake, who all smashed it at the High Focus Records summer party.
Oh, yeah,
that was my initiation into the High Focus world. But no,
all
which
these
is
young
pretty
kids,
fun.
These new guys.
I was so impressed with the mosh pit, man. I was loving it. Yeah. And not that I was actually in the mosh pit, but no, and I was walking down in Camden. Now, first of all, someone stopped me at the show and they were like, "You don't." I was wearing a Kung Fu t-shirt. Kung Fu is a party that me and Maestro used to do, and it was sort of like we kind of killed it with that party. Uh-huh. But
and
the
Charlie
dude stopped me. Charlie was
it.
Involved with the party too, yeah. And then dude stopped me and he was like, "You don't understand how emotional it makes me feel to see that logo. The Kung Fu meant so much to me." And I was like,
wow.
"Please, you're going to make me cry too." And I was like, on my way home, walking down the street, another guy was like, "Kung Fu!"
Oh,
and
shit.
Then he was like, "Once I got up at the open mic at Kung Fu and I completely flopped, then I had to walk through the crowd afterwards and everyone was just cussing me out."
Wow.
And he was like, "That was that moment broke me. That changed me in life." So yes, shout out to everyone who's got love for Kung Fu. Also, shout out to Minnie, locked into the show. She says, "Hey Sarah, love and mice, loving the show. I've been thinking about what you said and have come to the conclusion that my dream occupation is being a pathologist. I'm interested in autopsies and how the body works, but unfortunately I'm only 12, so I've got a long way to go before qualifying to become one." So yeah, that was her response to your investigation, Mice. And yes, I know.
Apologies.
I was quite surprised.
Twisted ass people out there, man.
Twisted ass people out there. And shout out to Joe Jacobs, locked into the show too. It's lovely to have you guys here. There's a banana. There's so many dope hip hop shows that come through to London. We're so spoiled here.
What's going on then? What have we got coming up this week?
This Wednesday, 27th, you've got DJ Shadow. He's going to be at Electric in Brixton. He always brings it live. And the Purple Rehearsal Party, that's with Joker Star, Jazz T and Michael Parkinson.
Oh,
they're
going to
be at Tone, which is the hip hop coffee shop in Shoreditch area. That's this Friday, the 29th. So check that out. Jazz Refreshed, they are doing Refest, which is their special annual party.
Monday,
that's this
Festival,
Sunday, the 31st at Royal Festival Hall. They've got like over 50 musicians, artists, DJs. The whole thing's for free.
Wow.
Giles Freeman will be there. Outfit, drinking free
is it
wine.
True? Yes, and tonight, have you heard of this thing called Grimeaid?
Nope.
I hadn't either, but apparently they've done it before. Grimeaid in response to the refugee crisis tonight at Jazz Cafe.
Which one, man? There's a bunch of refugee crises going on.
I know, and hopefully, it sounds like a good thing they're trying to do here anyway. But yeah, so that's tonight at Jazz Cafe. All the proceeds go to charity. So, you know, props to them for doing it. I think Getz is there and all kinds of people. So, you know, they're keeping it busy. Very soon, we're going to be getting into our open mic. But I thought, should we play one more track before we invite the Moose Funk Squad?
Yeah,
we've
got the Moose Funk Squad. A whole bunch of these mother lovers. We'll let them say their names just in case I fuck it up, because I'm always doing that.
Yeah,
I ain't even going to try and, you know what I mean? Let me pretend like I can pronounce this shit.
Yeah, and don't get offended if, we get it mixed up in any kind of way. But we do love you and appreciate you. But I thought, Newmark, you need to hear some bars from my Stiggy.
I'm not going anywhere. Until he does give me some bars.
Man,
last week, Mice, I was missing you so much. I had to play a few tunes of yours.
I saw you played
Fling
Them
on the Barbie. That was,
I
felt
what?
Nostalgic listening to that again.
Yeah,
I was like,
I bet you did.
that was a good
days,
throwback
I'll tell
moment. Yeah, bumping into you on tour down
in
under.
Australia.
But no, this
you guys
track
killed it in Australia as well. Jurassic 5.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember the last time we were there.
No.
Kill it everywhere you go.
Everything's a blur.
I remember being there because I think the first time I went there was 2003, and then they were saying the Roots were supporting you.
Yeah.
In Australia, and I was like, really, the Roots are supporting Jurassic 5?
Yeah. Well, we did one show.
Like, oh shit!
We did one show where they headlined and they switched it.
Obviously you had like a bigger following out there, I think, and that was the interesting thing for me, was then I was understanding how the different like cultures of hip hop around the world. So people in Australia could really relate to your sound and whatnot because they had a similar sort of weather in LA. You know, it's similar weather to LA. So it's like a more laid back.
I hadn't thought about it
And because I found it really interesting as well. And then what I noticed, started realizing, like, wow, we've got the grime thing over here. You know, a lot of hip hop from the Britcore days, you know, was up tempo. And what you find in countries where the weather's more, it was colder, so say like New York as well, you know, obviously not a country, but an area, and you know, it gets really cold there. You'd hear music that was more up tempo, you know, darker, more up tempo,
nasty bass lines.
Whereas countries where it was like a lot hotter, you know, it's more laid back, more. Exactly. So it's really interesting seeing that, man. But
no, because Sydney does kind of remind me of LA in some ways, and Auckland reminds me of LA too. Cause like both being like young cities and stuff, in it, and the climate and things and everything.
Palm trees. So anywhere you see palm trees, you're like, yeah, okay. I should be living here. Fuck it.
Yes, but before we get into our open mic, let's play New Marks on this track. This is a track from the Homeboy Sandman EP. Yes, and so this tune features Mice. It's like one of the only features on the album, isn't it?
There's like, he's got a couple features, more. But he's really smart with how he done it.
Is J-Live on that album? Oh, no, J-Live had him on his album. Okay, I get mixed up.
J-Live was on you and Slim Kid's album.
Love J-Live.
Yes, enough love for him. But this track, it's been a while since we heard it as well, Mice.
Yeah.
You're tuned into Food Bar Radio. Remember, every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. with myself, Sarah Love, and the one and only
Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
Salvador saying a lot of flows, but I don't know more offhand. My pot of gold, and I have no leprechaun guard. I'm not alone, you might as well leprechaun guard. My bowl of wax is made of wax, so it changed shapes. My seated mass is made of mass, so it changed states. What always lasts is always mass, so it takes space and always has whatever has it that takes place. When Rose fork, I take a second, think of Rose of the dumb walk, then pick away. I'm not afraid where I'll end at. I stay in shape, if it'll work, I just walk back. Every month I roam, can't stick to one pad, and everything I own all fits in one bag. I keep warm without withdrawing no bank, and go on and on without drawing no blanks.
Can't always believe what you see. It's hard to believe, it's not true. Everybody's trying to keep it real.
It's my Sticky with a riddle. These swines can try catch it like Piggy in the middle. I never claim real spit, then bring a little dribble. Or say I pull more strings than Diddy with a fiddle. The cat spewing them raps, who's been a deadly mix between bass root and the rap sputin'. It's a shame how hip-hop's become a playground full of bad students who whack through it and lack schooling. That everybody and their mother's trying to be the man with mannerisms of a Peter Pan. Oh, you're the same gang who swore they're not on the bandwagons, watching other cats walk and following that fashion to the middle of the field where they usually sow corn, cultivate and break down and use it in most forms. But here to make sure pollution is no more, that goat in sheep's clothing, tooting his own horn like.
It's hard to believe, it's not true. Everybody's trying to keep it real.
Lord of the flies, I might have just caught the 4 to 5. My 4 is 4 to 5. The benefit from mixed fire and ice is all breaking mortar to mine. Could probably turn water to wine to represent to get more to life. It gives you something to do with all noons, mornings, and nights. My pie's been fully bestowed, so I'm staying put, standing barefoot in the snow. Wild sides where I reside, you're gonna have some to say either way I decide. So I hit pay dirt and taking the sights. And if it ain't major, I'm letting it slide. Mash up prayers and hopes, broke so long I prefer layers to coats. And I'm not scared, so I get stares and jokes. But I'll be upstairs way before mayors and popes.
Still loving that one.
Thank you very much.
Still sounding wicked.
Proud moment there.
Yes. No, you murdered it.
You're good.
You murdered it. You're tuned into Food Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mice Diggy.
And our super special guest this week,
Uncle New Baby.
And the Moose Funk Squad. What are you lot saying?
Moose.
Hello.
Moose.
How you doing?
Is that what I've always wondered, what does a moose sound like?
I wouldn't like to give it a go.
What do mooses sound like? Fucking, no, I'm joking. What do mooses sound like though? Do they even make a noise at all?
They don't tell you that on Wikipedia.
What kind of show is this?
This is a show about nooses.
Yes. We like to spread a bit of science on this show, you know, spread the education. You guys. So, you know, that was the key question, really.
Do they sound like foxes? You ever hear a fox making love in the night? Is it like that?
Yeah, yeah, where it sounds like someone's being murdered.
The scary thing about, it sounds like a kid being murdered. That's the scary thing. You're like, is there a bunch of kids being murdered out there, or is it foxes fucking?
It is always kind of creepy. So welcome to the show, guys. Yeah, it's so lovely to see you, and it's my first time meeting you guys as well. Where do you hail from? Who are you?
We're from London, mostly, yeah.
Remember to speak into the front of the mic for me, because it's really nice for the listeners to hear your dulcet tones and everything.
We're from around South London, mainly, but a couple of us are from...
No, I'm joking.
A couple of us are from up north as well.
I'm from the best part. Oh, really? As in North London?
North London.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that as specific as you're going to get?
North London burbs, and this guy is from...
Round the corner, just up the road, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, so that's nice.
I like how you're keeping it vague.
Exactly. Yeah, it's better to be vague because
Southwest London,
stalkers around.
You got professional stalkers. Wandsworth.
So how did you guys get together? How did you meet, being from so many different places?
These two went to school with each other. And then I met them at sixth form. Aww. And then we met Joe through rap. And there's a couple of members who aren't here now, so shout out to Fawny P.
All right, and then, DJ. Pass the mic along, say your name.
Yeah, introduce
so
yourselves.
Get acquainted with the voices.
My name's Luca Brazzi.
Jester Jacobs.
Archetype. Monsieur Freets, a.k.a. Bernardo Smuggs.
Exotique. And so what, you're all MCs, you guys?
Yeah.
Because I did hear word that there was like some producers or DJs part of the crew or something.
Okay, yeah, well, we'll do a little few other things. I make beats as well. Yeah. Joe here is a superstar comedian. Sean's pretty ill on the drums. And Aaron's bad man all around. So
yeah, but you just said the real names. You just messed it up because we're like,
you've got to keep it hip hop, man, and like intimidate us with the hip hop names. Yeah.
Do you know what I was thinking about the other day? You know when people like to, there's so you have people that like to use the real name, you know, and you're like, who? They're like, yeah, Jordan's.
That's more popular now too with MCs. They're using their real names with MCs.
So if I was talking to you about somebody and I said, Joe, blah blah blah. You're like, who? And I go, oh, MC blah blah blah. You go, oh yeah, shit. I always think like you might as well use the name. Like your parents are the ones who gave you. You didn't choose your name, so it's more than likely you were not going to like the name. Like there's a reason why I use DJ Newmark, or there's a reason why. Okay, Sarah.
Or Sarah Jane.
But you know, so it's funny how people do that, even though we all know that. Look, this is the name they want to go by, right?
Well, that's I know what you mean, but Aloysius.
Aloysius is my real name.
No, definitely not. My real name is Mark.
I was about to say it was Mark.
I think because, hip hop scene around in London is so small anyway, you get to meet everyone and everyone knows who you are anyway. So it's just like.
I don't know anybody, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah?
He lives in a cave. He just lives in a cave and goes to festivals.
I just don't get invited. That's what it is.
Oh, see? Yeah. Oh, well, we'll holler next time.
And so, what have you guys like put anything out? Like, have you. Tell me the story.
The most. As Moose Funk Squad, the most recent release is a double EP, Hoof Prints, which is out on Broke Records. Nice. Mm. Half produced by P739, which did our last mixtape. Mm. Moose Funk Volume 1, and the other half's produced by Pete Cannon.
I love Pete Cannon.
Yeah, he's the man. Mm. Well, he's a lovely dude as well, so it's good to work with him. I've got some other stuff coming out as part of the crew, me and Jester Jacobs, in a crew called Truffle Barons. That's dropping. Truffle Barons, obviously.
Yeah, that's
dropping.
Trying to get some of them. Truffle
Oh, mate.
Barons.
Well, we got a goodie bag for you lot.
So, thank you. We play a lot of music from artists who bring.
Yeah, well, we. Bags, yeah. So, yeah. I was told it was a tradition. Yeah, so yeah, it's all there for you.
Truffles, especially if you've got them truffles.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Don't plug the Truffle Barons till next Monday, though, because that's when it's dropping.
You're telling us how to run our show.
I'm asking for a little bit of safeness.
Luca looked kind of serious when he said that, man. I got a bit worried.
I know,
there.
Me too.
Yeah, I had a little heart palpitation there when he said that.
Well, I was just joking, by the way, as well.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
So, how did you come up with the name Moose Funk Squad? I like always finding out like how the names come about. So, Moose Funk Squad.
We used to gig together for years, just doing festivals with like really stupid. Line-up names, because three of us are in a live band called Granville Sessions.
Yeah, that's where I know you from.
And we started doing a lot of stuff with Jester Jacobs, so on the flyer it would always be like Granville MCs plus Jester Jacobs, or Jester Jacobs featuring Granville MCs. And then eventually we just realised we needed a name. Mm. And we're all pretty stupid, so we decided on Moose Funk Squad.
It's memorable.
Yeah, yeah.
It is definitely memorable, so you did all that. Good. So right after this, I want to hear you guys spit that fire!
Cool.
So you're ready for that? So let's play one more track before we get into this, so then we can set up our cameras and make sure we're ready to capture you and spread the goodness around the atmosphere. So I'm going to play people something else from this new Royce the 5'9 album that's called Layers. This track is called Wait. It's FUBAR.
You guys remind me all of this.
Yeah, that's what we do.
So yeah. It's like
goes farther than any part of me having respect does. So I play to the tune of my own eardrum while I'm out on my quest, love. I don't speak on behalf of myself, but my impeccable rep does. Christmas morning, I remember waking up wishing I could just go to sleep, cause we only got like two toys apiece. I asked my pop, did he do more for me? He said, yes, I got you clothes and heat and let you keep a whole two rows of teeth. Huh, I'm royalty. I took whoopings, I took losses, but no defeats. Then been dropped and been shelled with no release. Been in jail, no commissary or relief, but God looks over me like a cross and rosary. Rifle in hand, I let niggas have it, I won't hesitate. Stripes on the cans in the cabinet, section 8. My son got on them 350 boots, Kanye West is dressing bait, asking me questions about getting a second base. Wifey texting SMH, hot phone ringing off the hook, conference calls from record labels, guess I'm late. But my other son's autistic, he wants my attention, this just might be my defining moment. Let them wait, it's my time now, nigga, let them wait. Pick up the phone, tell them hold, let them wait. Old friends coming to their senses, trying to reconcile after I fell out with them, but fuck them niggas, let them wait. Wait, I'm here for that green, for that moolah. You scheme, I see right through ya. I'm regal like a king, father, king Azamunda. One thing's for sure, I think they do know that me and Porter and Jay Uno, we don't play no games, no, we play sumo. We attempt to flatten interacting with all these average, flaccid, defenseless rappers. I have no problem killing like synth assassins. They temper's bad when my temper's graphic, they hot or they fly while I'm high and flyer. I'm intergalactic, I've been spectacular. Flipping like I invent this matchless. My lyrics is futuristic. I'm in here with my vintage ratchet with princess scratches. My mental actually incapacitate fastest. My passion in pen surpasses my ass, and the levers get roving the street like I'm into smacking. I fill my engine with acid with my finger wrapped around a hair trigger that resembles lashes. I get into bitches quick and then I get distracted. I'm like the stock market, just like that, my interest crashes. Like a symbol, my symbol should be expensive glasses. She with me, she an Afrocentric nympho chick with her acid. She calling me back to back for a second date while my ex is calling for makeup dick. Let them wait! Money all over the ground like Scotty from New Jack City. I weapon wave, everybody step away. They said that we should go our separate ways in high school. Now they wanna jump the line in my shows. Let them wait! My whole life they pressure me. Let them wait! You rushing me, you rushing excellence. Let them wait. Police in my rearview mirror with they sirens on, but I'ma call my lawyer first before I pull over. Let them wait. It's my time now, nigga. Let them wait. Pick up the phone, tell them hold, let them wait. Old friends coming to their senses, trying to reconcile after I fell out with them, but fuck them niggas, let them wait.
Into this.
Royce the 5'9, wait, he's got a few gems on that album. Of course, one of the dopest doing it right now, in my opinion. You're tuning into FUBAR Radio every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. We're bringing you that hip hop with myself, Sarah Love, and the one and only.
My Sticky.
But
my
right now, it's that time that we all love.
It is open mic time. Guys, are you ready?
Yep.
Yeah, you lot look, you were born Oops. Ready, man. I don't even need to ask this shit. Moose Funk Squad in the building. Today's beat is provided by Bunker Beats. Shout out to Bunker Beats on this one. We're about to get into the open mic, mother lovers. Let's do this.
Yes, yes, this is Monsieur Freeze, Moose Funk Squad. Mm-hmm. Check out my album, River Wandle. Yo. Yeah, your skills ain't existing like Morley's and Finsbury. The free poor spirit affords the form verse mass. I done thinking that we gone and done chipped up. Fuck that, clattered the defense like Flintoff. King Kong living in my living room pissed off. Skelvier banks up, chai with the bisque off. Just a band that was named after Louis Rowe. Who's that fat breath? Comment when I do a show. Should've known that it's fluid prose in my book of poems. Outgoings very many, rap money looking low. Any betting that I'm Lang's great odds then? Offset, silly billy flows when I rock sets. Hate rap, stay chatting, no, living like a no. Wishy washy, any bread, chats never happen, yo. Smug, seeing credit.
when I am rhyming great. Better hide your cake, I came for the entire plate. No mistake, I'm a giant, you're a climbing frame. And in time, find my name amongst the dying greats. So what you want from me? Nothing but the finest. Yes, your highness, I rock stages, lift your lighters. Some people tell me that I need help. Some people should fuck off and feed themselves. Double standard, I crash land and drop anthems. You drop stanzas, but most cats, they can't stand them. I can't stand it, most of what I hear is madness. I'm Travis Bickle with the motherfucking Magnus. Shit's official, clan billions. My banner man, I'm mad brilliant. Your fam are damn idiots. We on course to make millions. Chilling in executive clubs, playing billiards.
Clan villainous. Tash twiddling syllable practitioners, slinging them raps. Listen, we're bringing a transmission, interrupting your broadcast. Four bar spitters of pure class.
Of course, bruh.
Nah, I don't expect you to know that. The regularly scheduled program promotes whack. So even though I know we're packing that flavor, can't be mad at them for lacking the taste to hack the marinade. Damn, didn't mean to seem dickish, but see what this scene's kicking. I really just don't dig it. You dig? Some ingredients seem missing, the seasoning's weak. Need some immediate dope sprinkling in. Folks wasting their life for no reason. I'm like, yo, take my advice, I don't need it. I'm proceed with the pros, we won't flee from achievable goals. Reaching them, stealing the shows, easy.
Jacob J, man with a plan on the jam. Nervous like it ain't a stuff with hash on a plane home from Dam. More nervous than discovering a pube on your beer. I'm here till they make you in lobster too, but career still ever so persistent. Friends becoming distant. This shit I spit so next, Jamal won't listen. Rising rent prices, countries in crisis. They unpopular like Israelis moonlighting for ISIS. But you tuned in to listen. It's true that I value the vision. My mission, I'll be overworked on the paper malnutrition. Lost my marbles even though I scoured the yard. Still another level cause I'm Dame Bauer. Hours with bars, I got dreams of features. Providing me Maldivian beaches, but I'm ducking leeches. More hot-headed than features. Rap recordings won't find a word of your pro. So fetch me a sack of winger and the purr needs to go.
Damn Skippy, I'm a rap about rapping. I'm a chat about chatting, cause a man has found sanctity with the discipline of scribing written rhythms to the banging breaks. Shit changed me, it's that you have to ascertain. Train hard, but the thinking is to fuck around. The music found the globe for 30 years. It's been about bounce from a path. If you claiming it ain't skill, it's changed life, risen to great heights. Decisive, I like this. Better yet, I love that. Something I can trust. If you pass up the bunk, that is fact. Alleviating all my woes through a knackered pad. Syncopation favored as a method, and I smack a track decent. And I can speak with clarity at tempo while you man are still teething. Eat a rust. I am a dedicate of music that's a theme for fun. Eager to defeat the misconceptions that you people love. We're too sick when we're writing them bars. No, we ain't finding it hard. This shit clicked, it happened sometime in the past. Many sessions inside the park, rapping by light, a spark, laughing at feds when they cycle past. Shorty salivated, she captivated by my apparatus. You play trap while you're masturbating. I'm sipping cider with the drugs in it, falling over, fuck with it. That's the way that we love living. You don't like it? Suck my antler, cause I don't give a fuck like a panda. Bruv, it's just banter, scrutinizing anything I've ever said. Well, that's fine, but recognize that you're second best. This shit's classic like Tubular Bells, you're stupid as hell. If you think your music be music to sell, I'm only in it to get blasted. Where the hell the guest passes? Rock records, get the set started.
Straight perfectionist, when I get the pen and scribble, it's professionalism. Obsessed with finesse and a rhythm. Never give them the faintness, I stay slick with it. Kill it like my bread was just a jade in it. Shit, this ain't the same shit. Always strive to switch to rhyme, scheming the flow pattern. I go at it, so rago, hammer and tongs. The rap blacksmith, smacking it up. I'm so money, but I'm lacking the funds. The cash is a must, so I keep waiting to accumulate remunerations, but all I'm seeing lately is puny payments. Got moves to make, and if it's true what they say, that fortune favors the brave, I got no more use for patience. I gotta go forth and strike while the mic is on. Recite a song and fuck up any record that I'm rhyming on. Time to stop the half measures. I'm stepping my game up, flexing the freshest bars in my repertoire. What you saying, blood?
Rap SAS, best believe we win the mission. Just a chat breeze impressive when you listen. 30 hits a mission, not impressive, trust this. Lot of girls my pecker touches, since causing trouble on them double-decker bosses. As a kid with devour takes, thought my rap days would equate to fat pates. Instead I got sour grapes, kettle chips on my shoulder. Means gripping scripts from the folder. Never silly, though they chilly, yo, equipped a bit colder. High roller, barely sleep a wink, deep on the brink from drink. Really should enlist the shrink, still my shit's the missing link. This bloke will be situated in the local hopeful to meet a mogul that donates both fools and dope for pen vocals. These words are formality to hide fear of mortality. Jay Gatsby fallacy with lower morality. Keep tracks pounding, astounding. That's what we renowned in. Just the moves from the ground in barbats to get around.
Yeah, psychedelic coffee beans with pork and coals. Nonsense from the peak of the mental. Windfall, what a buffet
had to feast on. The guest gave praise to the chef, it was deep.
What?
On my outshine others. Know the shitty hype wine in his waters. Mother truckers always crying about the worst pick. Yeah, I would just prefer to spit. You and your brethrens are twos in menfuls. Ten a penny fuck with the usual blah blah. Rock the Yaris, your crew in a smart car. The fact that the matter is your cack and a car. Carve my name on the face of the scene or bounce onwards. It is me, it is I, South London. That's the habitat I'm coming from. With the passion for unmatchable didactics, it is rapping songs that captivated everyone. Grabbed his youthful intuition and transmorphosized that glutton in an instant. It was wicked. It would pucker, you're running with the Muppets. Predictable and unashamed, fronting is the function. With a puppeteer controlling all your movements, but you're blind to string.
Yeah,
I'll be high and blind with the rhyming thing.
Yes,
currywurst platter and a Heineken. Your flow was terrible, it was cacker than my diet is.
Sipping whiskey with the Mitsubishi. People think this shit is risky. Only listen if they're drinking with me. Pixelated visions in the pub, listening to Mr. Scruff. I'm sick of all this hipster stuff. Liquor got me like a kid at Christmas. You know the kid is English. I sip liquor till the liquor finished. Smoking fingers on the roof with the troops. I go home, get dope with the loops, yeah. I got my fam out in Prague moving CDs. Move through the festivals, tune stuck on repeat. I'm eating lamb tagine with marinated lobster. Haven't slept for days, dripping cranberry and vodka. Caravaggio's, pictures on the wall playing Mario. Rabbit leg and cabbage in the casserole. You know the raps are heavy, I come to crack a bevy. Doing winger off the sink, Glastonbury.
When I open my mouth up, how come? I don't know, that's just how it comes out, bro. Been at it for a minute and then some. And still in effect some, with different type of rhythm selections. You never made the effort to do one. Ain't been paying no dues, son. I'm perfecting what you ain't gonna do. Trust, delusion about your future in this biz. I'm building my business, cause music ain't too lucrative, kids. Listen, we do this for the sake of the sound. The East Rock said it before. All of my brethren authentically repping the cause. Intelligent thoughts going into this, and yet your parents thinking you're a moron for persisting with it. At times feels like a chore, putting in the hours for minimum recognition and the dwindling rewards. I'm not bitching at all, made my bed and I'm laying comfy, taking stock of days spent on reflection. It ain't for nothing, come on.
Bring Tupperware, trust the suffrage, where fuck the square devil, net rack on tear, check up here, get on sleep prepared. Racking up in the billion room, familiar boom, pilling in shrooms to conjure up an Iliad tune.
Lockers, I go for it. Thank you for having us.
Thank you
very
much. I think twist it round. I'm not hearing enough of you, Mice. But thank you so much. Remind everybody this. Your names and how they can track you down, what are the links and everything.
So you are listening to a very hungover Jester Jacobs right now. Find me on Twitter, Facebook, Pornhub, etc.
AKA Jesse from Breaking Bad.
Luca Brasi, www.broke-records.com, representing Moose Funk Squad, Gramble Sessions, BOMB, and all that good stuff there.
Excellent.
This is Monsieur Freaks, aka Bernardo Smugs, Scran Cartel, Gramble Sessions, Moose Funk Squad, at Monsieur Freaks, at Moose Funk Squad, at Gramble Sessions.
So,
Lastly, Archetype, also representing Granville Sessions, Moose Funk Squad, Broke Records.
Lovely. Thank you so much for coming through. Thank you to Funk
and Beats.
That
was fucking wicked,
well.
Man. Really
lovely.
Enjoyed
it. Thank
guys.
You, guys. Been listening to you guys for years. Really appreciate you bringing us on. Thank you.
That's cool, man. We've only been on for like 10 months. But
yeah, but
how long have we now?
I meant in the past.
Oh, serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's old school.
See, whenever I get into my radio show vibe, I always forget that I used to make music. I tried to get away. I tried to get away with I don't rap anymore, but it didn't work after a while.
Thank you to everybody who's been locked into the show. You know the show is all about you guys, so make sure you hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. tune into the show next week. Thank you so much, DJ Newmark, for coming through to the show.
Thank you for having me, y'all.
What are the links for people to hear all your goodness?
Just go to DJ Newmark on Facebook or djnewmark.com.
everywhere, check it
and
out.
That's new N-U, yeah, don't try and get smart with the real spelling.
Yeah, hip hop spelling strictly. Next show, next week, Monday, 4 p.m. we have Freshers coming through to the show. That's Archer, Dre, Styles and Scandoo. So make sure you tune into that. Coming up next, we've got Badger Friendship, of course. And finally, go Mice, go.
Shout out to Andy C, who says my dream job would be Kelly Brooks bra fitter, because she is flames.
Yes,
I need to see a picture.
That's not the Andy C, by the way.
Can relate to that. We're not 100% sure. We can't confirm that. Up next, you've got Badger Friendship. Of course, we always have to leave it on this positive note. But thank you so much for tuning in to my Sarah Love and my Sticky, leaving you with a message from the great Rick James.
sister, there's got to be dance every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony. And there'll surely be some unity. Unity.